Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the broadcasts and the daily bread are such a blessing and good food for the soul. Thank you, Brother Rice, for all the good preaching of Jesus with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to hold fast for the faith as we wait patiently for his soon return. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all. And Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, Maryland.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good to see you. All right, saints.
Thank God good. Are you going to worship the good God? Are you going to, sit down on the good God? Hallelujah. Well, we should give God glory. He's worthy. I'm reading here. Well, who make thee to differ from another? Isn't that a good question? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? See, isn't that good? So Paul says here, these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sake, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. Isn't that something? All right. It says here that what makes thee to differ from another, and what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? John 3:27, I believe, says, no man can receive anything except it be given him from heaven. And James says, every good, err not, my brother. Every good and every perfect gift come down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Thank you, Lord. So everything is in place. God has done everything that we might worship him and glorify him. But we seem to not want to take hold of that. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, there's none like him. He's high and lifted up. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. The Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your goodness and mercy and for gathering us this morning and for gathering in our midst. We know that you're here in the midst of us. We know that you're with us. Never to leave us, never to forsake us. And you've ordained us to eternal life. You've made us partakers of the divine nature. You've given us good things, Lord. So help our righteous response this morning. Help me, Lord, to speak as the oracles of God. Words of faith to minister grace, that which is good for perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Let the word fall upon good ground. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So again, God's done everything that we might be saved, that we might live victoriously. Hallelujah. That we may even dwell together peacefully. What I'm saying is God has done all that he needs to do. The onus is on us. All right? Now, what else is God going to have to do before we shake ourselves and rejoice in him? Huh? Don't know, huh? Praise the Lord. I'm remembering the time that old Moses and Joshua was coming down from the mountain. And Joshua said, man, I hear the sound of the victory. Moses said, no, that's not it, Joshua. That's not the sound of victory. That's the sound of apostasy. See? So there's joy, and there's the joy of the Lord. Now, you know and I know when family reunions, when they take place, that folk are joyful. When they have the baby showers and, you know, when the grandkids show up. See, these, nobody have to do anything. They get joyful. I'm just telling you. Now, all that God has done, we seem to be unresponsive or slow response. Huh? Look at us. What? Well, Pastor, I'm telling you what God has given me to say. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So let us shake ourselves, okay? Hallelujah. It's a good thing. I read it in the book. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery, with a solemn sound. Thou hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. Hallelujah. Thank old Brother Kirk was excited when Maisie came.
Oh, sure.
Where is he? You get excited, brother?
Sure.
You got excited enough to get down to the airport. How about that? So here we are. Can we get down to the airport this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one had to prod him. You know, he just said, praise the Lord. It was a pleasure. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. To serve the Lord with gladness. To enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. His praises with singing. That the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom, as thou made them all, the earth is full of thy riches. How manifold. How manifold. Thank you, Lord. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. Rightfully so, huh? Marvelous are thy works, O God. Hallelujah. We too should rejoice in the works of the Lord, especially in the inner work, the inward work. Hallelujah. He looked on the earth and it trembled. He touched the hills and they smote. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Oh, let the sinners be consumed out of the earth and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hath not the potter power over the clay? I'm so glad. Of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. So again, why are we going to boast ourselves one against another? Since it's all the Lord's doing. Huh? He didn't choose us. I mean, we didn't choose him. He chose us. Certainly not of any merit, because we don't have any. No matter what we think. The only merit we have is the merit of Jesus Christ. And we obtain that by faith and obedience. Hallelujah. We receive the good things that he give us by faith and obedience. Thank you, Lord. Trust and obey. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Thank you, Lord. So we see that really there's no reason for us to strive one against another or be puffed up one against another. However, we will have to apply ourselves to overcome that. Usually when we get something, whether it's from God or elsewhere, we get puffed up. Not to say that God doesn't speak to men, but not because they're good. Because he's God. So if it, and he considers us as his son. He only has one son. Praise the Lord. So he, whatever he gives is for all of us. Well, well, well. We're going to hold you to it. But usually when, you know, someone get a revelation or interpretation, man, praise God, the house won't contain, they can't get in through the door, man. Now this is, you know how it is. When they understand that God told them something, then, brother, they're hard to handle. Because they look at it wrong. God told me, he didn't tell anybody else. If that's how it is, then God didn't tell you. If he told you and told nobody else, then it's not coming from God. You know he died for your sin? Did he tell you? Not only you, though. See? He told the rest of us as well. Praise the Lord. And so it is with the things of God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. But usually men get puffed up. We read it in the book. Hezekiah got puffed up. Nebuchadnezzar. It's just common to man. Neil, Terry, just call them. We've all been there and done that. Praise God to God's dismay. He's not pleased when we do it. Of course, he uses it to help us. Y'all know that he helped Nebuchadnezzar when he got puffed up. Hallelujah. My account was something like that. Nebuchadnezzar's. Amen. But when he brought him out, and he did bring him out, yeah, he was grateful. When God brought me out, I'm still grateful. And I cherish the experience. I'm still trying to get out of it all that I need to get out of it. Because one thing I understand, that was a place where God put me, not for my demise, not for my destruction, or yours either. It was for edification and growth. Praise the Lord. Who knows what God works out of any one thing? Because his works are manifold. It's not just one single thing. That's how it is with the scriptures. A brother's writing me, trying to tell me about Babylon. Now, Babylon is not just one place. Babylon is a spirit, and we're in it. If Babylon is anything, it's this religion. Absolutely nothing is more confused than religion. Who is God? Where is God? Huh? How do you serve God? See? What did God say? It's a Babylon. And, of course, that worked for Satan's purpose, but since God is wiser, it also worked for his purpose too. See, this is the wisdom of God. No matter what it is, what the opposition, God's always going to triumph in it. And so will you when you abide always, no matter what it is. Hallelujah. So though the devil is working his work, and he's working his work, he knoweth that he hath but a short time. But understand that God's working it out, huh? For his good, for his purpose. That's the wisdom of God. No weapon formed against us can profit. That's because we are of God. That's the only reason. There's nothing anybody, any force can do against God. See? And since we're in him, it works for us as well. No weapon formed against us. No weapon formed against you. And there are many weapons. If it wasn't for Christ in you, they'd overcome you. They would overcome us. However, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Make sure we understand through him that loved us, which will keep us humble. Whatever we know, whatever we've obtained, is because God gave it us. And whatever he's given us, then we are accountable. We must be found good stewards of it. Whatever it is. Thank you, Lord. And we like to take things home for ourselves. We like to hoard things. We like to say, it's all for me and none for you. That's not Christ. He gave his all for you. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Hallelujah. So when we take the scripture, apply it only in one way, then it ain't the truth. Yeah. Truly, if anything is Babylon, it's religion. Nothing more Babylonious than religion. That's where the devil does his work. Praise the Lord. And that's where we stray when, we get some knowledge and we think that it's exclusively for us. See? There's no such knowledge. Absolutely not. God's purpose is that we know. That we know that he is God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he does whatever he wants to do. And it's right. Now, men like to play God. And they like to do whatever they want to do. However, it's never right. See the difference? But whatever God does, it's right. It's even right for him to save us. We are undeserving. Praise the Lord. At least that's my testimony. I've sinned and come short of the glory of God. I was in a horrible pit. Praise the Lord. Then you ought to give God glory. Hallelujah. I was lost, but Jesus found me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The whole world is Babylon. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Sex change? Isn't that Babylonian? Who ever heard such a thing? Praise the Lord. Help me, Jesus. And I mean, they said with a straight face, it's government funded. Come on. This isn't Babylon? Really? Praise the Lord. Yeah, we're in a bunch, ball of confusion. Absolutely. And our only help is the Lord. Otherwise, we'll be caught up in the Babylon. We'll be caught up in the confusion. We'll have confusion of face. We won't know what to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We aren't going to figure God out. Our wisdom is to know that he's God. Praise the Lord. He won't fit in the confines of our little mind. I'm sorry. As much as we think he can, he can't. We can't know him, but only with the mind of Christ. See? He have to equip us to partake of his goodness. Yeah, we have to be changed. Absolutely. Man in his natural state have no fellowship with God, no knowledge of God, and certainly no peace with God. So God in his own goodness, does a work in him so that he know that he is God. You know how he does it, right? We should never forget that. We know that he is God because he convinces us. He's the only one that can do it, that we're sinners. Anybody ever been convinced? That gives glory to God. Yeah, because only God can convince us of sin. Praise the Lord. And it's not to our detriment. That's so that he can save us out of it. As long as we remember that we're sinners, then we're saved. And when we get puffed up, then we're in trouble. Praise the Lord. So that's always how I'd like to be identified. A sinner saved by grace. That's where grace found me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we all came from the same place, so I know. How can we be puffed up one against another? Not happen though, huh? No envious rife around here, is it? Y'all know where it comes from? Come from us being puffed up one against another. Praise the Lord. Instead of humbling ourselves and esteeming others better than ourselves, we turn it around. And we despise others and trust in our own goodness. And that's how we pray, huh? Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I'm not like them other rascals. Praise the Lord. I see why Pastor Rice pressed in. He a wretched man. Oh, but I breathe through prayer time. I thank you, Lord. I'm not like other men are. If I was as wretched as Pastor Rice, I'd still be at the altar. See? Well, I am. Praise the Lord. Thank God for it. I'm still at the altar. I'm still calling on Jesus. I still know that I need him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We do need him. And there's a way that we should respond. You understand that. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. So the potter has power over the clay. So we are the clay. And since he's the potter, he's going to do with us what he wants to. Amen. We should rejoice. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. If there was a way out, we'd find it. But there's no way out. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. He's got us hedged in, Brother Terry. We can run, but we can't hide. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Yeah, he's gotten a hold of us and he won't let us go. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, you talk about this work that we should do and, you know, this striving and pressing. Why don't we let the potter do it? Well, that's how he does it, you understand. Y'all don't understand that. Well, you know, if he's the potter, let him get it done. Well, watch him. Yeah, you hang around and watch. Hallelujah. He's going to do it in you. For it's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's Christ that liveth. Yet not I, but Christ. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Of course, that is some of the doctrine, you know. Yeah, once saved, then you just sit back and, you know, and live your life like you used to live it. That's not salvation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. New creature. If you're unchanged, then you ain't in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Thank you, Lord. He does an inward work. Praise God. There's no inward change. Then you're just not born again. You don't know God. He don't know you. Praise the Lord. But we have been born again, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Hallelujah. All right, we should show forth the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean, by the grace of God, we understand that all the work is of God. Hallelujah. But it involves us because he's the one. We're the ones that he does the work in. Praise the Lord. So he speaks by his word, by his spirit. And as he works, you get it done. Y'all don't know that? Even though we resist, since he's God, he's a potter, we get it done. We shouldn't give him the glory. You know, in spite of us, come on, praise the Lord, he still gets it done. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Come on, saints. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. He's mighty to create. He's mighty to save. Hallelujah. Anybody know about the power of God? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, then we can say of a truth, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So by grace, as we understand that it's God that does the work. And he works in you. If you get anything done good, it's God working in you. Absolutely. There's no other way. No other answer. No other answer. So he works in you. So what we should do is give him the glory. If we understand that it's him, then that we don't get puffed up. Say, look at me. I don't do like Rose. Well, yes, you do. But whatever good that's done, it's God. Yes. It, by default. If there's nothing good in us, how can we do good? Huh? That's in our flesh. No good thing. Well, that was Apostle Paul. That's every man. Praise the Lord. But the good man is in you. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it's through him that God works. Christ in you. Through the Holy Spirit. As we yield, submit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a work that only God can do. Man can have all the knowledge he wants to. You know, read it. This is what you must do to be saved. Never get done. Everybody understand? No. This is what it takes for eternal life. That's not good enough. God will have to work in you. And he does work in you. That's by his own choice. And we need to continue to walk in the faith that it's God that's working in us. Yeah, he hates evil. Absolutely. Huh? He's not like us. You know, we don't mind evil if it's in us. We just hate it in the other people. Mainly because it reveals the evil in us. That's not how we say it, but that's how the book says it. Huh? You know the trouble that old Cain had. It wasn't because of evil working in his brother. It was because of the evil that was working in him. To the point that he slew his brother. Now, this is not just a fable. This explains how we deal with one another. And we like to give other reasons. I'm telling you, when we have trouble with our neighbor, it is concerning the evil that's in us. Oh, yeah. Well, Pastor Rice, I think it's the wretchedness in eating. No, the goodness of God has no problem with the wretchedness in eating, nor the wretchedness in you. Huh? In fact, if you listen to him, he'll tell you, hey, you're wretched. And you'll receive it. Then he'll be glorified. Thank you, Lord. The deal is we try to make ourselves God. Yeah, come on. I see that wickedness in Kurt, and I see him what he's doing, and I see, and I know what he needs, and praise the Lord, and come on. And we set about to bring it to pass. We make ourselves God. And since we can't, then we're frustrated. We have no peace. Kurt's still wretched. Well, why don't you change him, huh? Well, praise the Lord. Huh? See how we are? Thank you, Lord. But God in his wisdom make it so that we can't change folks. That's because he determined to save us. He said, let me do the changing. I'm the potter. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm the head. You are the body. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Your help is in me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, the scriptures tell us plain. You all have all read it, huh? Why Cain slew Abel. Haven't y'all heard about that? Did we get it applied? Hallelujah. Is it different than why I'm angry with Bekia? Oh, it's changes then, doesn't it? Huh? Ain't y'all something? Praise the Lord. The Bible said the reason that Cain slew Abel was because Cain's work was evil. And if Abel's work were evil, there'd been no problem. But Abel's work were righteous, which revealed his evil work. You know, it's like light is coming to the world, but men love darkness. Huh? Rather than light, because their deeds are evil. So men love darkness. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when we're in trouble with our neighbor's in trouble with us, then we need to remember such things. And as we walk in the Spirit, we will. We walk in the flesh, we'll quote the scriptures, but we'll never understand why Cain slew Abel. When we understand why Cain slew Abel, we're more careful how we deal with our neighbor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Kurt would say, well, just shoot men, throw men a hole. Wouldn't you say that, Kurt? I said, well, we can't do it. Just like David said, I like to punch Neil, but I can't do it. We would like to have done it, but I said, Kurt, we can't do that. Not in righteousness. Praise the Lord. Oh, give God the praise. We thought about it. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. What if God willing to show his wrath and to make his power known? Endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction. As much as he's chosen us to eternal life, he also chose some to eternal damnation. Exactly. Praise the Lord. Was that based on merit? Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. So we ought to give him the glory. That he did it so that he might make known the riches of his glory. So we would know how we ought to act, how we ought to respond. He said, I chose some vessels fitted to destruction, and I made some vessels of mercy so they would know the riches of my glory. So we wouldn't have to pump them up. Huh? So we wouldn't have to come on now. Let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, that he might make known the riches of his glory, the riches of his glory, the riches of his glory. It keeps us from complaining.
Yeah, yes.
Because we don't have time.
Yes.
We give thanks.
Hallelujah.
I mean, God is so good that if we give him what's due him, we wouldn't have time for the other. But we find time to complain. And when it's time to give God glory, we find excuses, reason not to. You know, a lot of the technology they call time-saving, labor-saving. Men still don't have time to serve God. See? Come on. That's why they don't serve God. Huh? They've got electric this and electric that. Huh? They got computer-operated stuff and, come on. They don't have to get on the donkey to go anywhere. Why don't they have time to serve God? Man on his own will never find time to serve God. Everybody understand that? Praise the Lord. Thank God he's found the time for us. Hallelujah. Picked us up and set us down in the valley. And that is our purpose. That's what we're here for. To serve God. Of course, all that God calls, that's what he calls them for. To serve him. We're called to his service. To present our bodies every day and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? That's people that are in Christ anywhere, everywhere. Thank you, Lord. So here we do it more pronounced, more deliberately, more openly. But anybody that's in Christ, they're called to his service. We are his subjects. Absolutely. We are his people. We're the sheep of his pasture. He lead us by the still waters. He lead us in the path of righteousness. Not for our goodness, for his name's sake. He lead us into the green pastures. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we are his sheep. We hear his voice. And follow not the stranger. Hallelujah. Even us whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles, as he said in OC, I will call them my people. Thank you, Lord. Which were not my people and her beloved, which were not beloved. Hallelujah. Now we are the beloved of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Again, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of Christ, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed to him again. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But there's competition about the greatness and the riches and the power of man. You know that. That's what's in opposition. It's the war of the gods. You know, the God and the iniquity God. Praise the Lord. We don't mind giving the iniquity God the glory. But the God of all grace. Huh? Grace in itself. How about that? Grace means favor from God. And unmerited. We should be able to identify with unmerited. Undeserving, same thing. Unworthy of the least of his mercies. Hallelujah. Oh, but he called us unto himself to do his work. And so we have to come aside and come into that full operation of service to the Lord, where we no longer serve ourselves. Praise the Lord. Given to the Lord. The goodness of God, the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. God is jealous and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on all of his adversaries. And he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger, great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. the wicked will not acquit. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm. And the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation? Huh? Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Thank you, Lord. Who can abide the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in him. Thank you, Lord. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. Hallelujah. If any man be a friend of the world, he is the enemy of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he saith unto Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. Again, no boast except in the Lord. But him that showeth mercy. God that showeth mercy. Amen? For if God spare not the natural branches, take heed, he also spare thee not. Behold therefore the goodness and the severity of God on them which fail, on them which fail, severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shall be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. So, Nebuchadnezzar lifted himself up. God brought him down. Praise the Lord. And restored him. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was a king down in Babylon. Y'all know that? But after he saw the mighty works of God, he said, man, this really is God. This isn't that fables and things that we conjured up in our mind. Hey, this God is real. That's what he said. So he made a decree that all men should give honor and worship this God. Of course, he's only the king. They could only do it as much as they could do it, you know. God would have to move on their hearts. So of course, they did it by the letter because it was the king's commandment. Praise the Lord. But God had moved upon the heart of the king, though. He knew that he was God. Yes, absolutely. Praise the Lord. He said, I've never seen it on this sort. No God can deliver like the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, he brought him out of that fire. Ain't God good? Have he brought you out of the fire? Has he delivered you? Has he set you free? Hallelujah. Yeah, this operation of God, it convinced him that God was God. And that's what God does for us. And we keep trying to go back. Huh? God convince you that he's God.
Yes, Lord.
Don't depart from that.
Amen.
In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith.
Amen.
Understand that.
Amen. True,
Lord. Many have started out, but they weren't bound to go through.
Amen.
Some just jumped on the bandwagon.
Amen.
But of course, there is some true call, true remnant. But we're all in there together, you know. There's some separation, but not completely until the end.
Amen.
You know, at the coming, God's going to gather the goats on the left,
Amen.
Sheep on the right. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Which validates the fact that we're in the Babylon.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
But God will deliver us out of it. Hallelujah. Let's look at it. This is Nebuchadnezzar after he's determined that God is God. After he saw the great deliverance, of course, it was at his word that they were put into the fire, you know, so they wouldn't bow down. And after he saw the deliverance, he said, yeah, I see why them boys wouldn't bow down. Huh? See what I'm saying? Now, we don't understand the same thing. Nebuchadnezzar said, he said, now I understand why they won't bow down. Praise the Lord, because, yeah, he's with them in the fire. And the fire don't harm them. Praise the Lord. Not even the smell of smoke on them. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. But he got lifted up, and the word came to him. Daniel spoke it to him. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was this thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. And he was driven from men and did eat grass as the ox. And his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claw. Praise the Lord. And that's like the time I was in. That's how I see it. That's where I was. But again, at the end of the days, I lifted up mine eyes into heaven. And my understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting kingdom, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. I was in the state, and I didn't know the end of it. Absolutely not. I wasn't in my right mind. Praise the Lord. But God had his eye on me. I was still in his hand. And I'd be a liar if I tell you, well, I knew exactly what God was doing, and absolutely not. I knew nothing at all. Praise the Lord. I didn't know that I'd be here today. The fact that I'm here, though, lets me know that God brought me here. Hallelujah. And I remember how he brought me back gradually by degree. There was a spirit here that didn't want me to stand up. Yeah, it was. And then there's God working in me saying, stand up, stand up. See? I'm telling y'all the truth. I'm telling you, I remember sitting right here. And when God was bringing me back to myself, you know, I'd stand up right here and I would move no farther, because there was this spirit saying, don't stand up, sit down, shut up. Yeah. Y'all don't know that I've overcome that. Praise the Lord. So gradually I began to, now I stand right up here in the middle and boldly I proclaim. Hallelujah. Now you should understand why I rejoice. Hallelujah. You should understand why I rejoice. Hallelujah. It's no work that I did. Absolutely not. But it is a work that God has done, and I must give him the glory for it. And also I must be faithful to the work that he's done. Praise the Lord. No, I didn't stand up all at once with boldness and confidence. No, but I had to stand up because God was making me stand up. Like he still makes me stand up. Not that I'm anything of myself, but I'm one that he chose to do this work, like he chose you to do the work that you're doing. And the water is nothing and the planter is nothing. But God that gives increase. Hallelujah. And I'm always going to give God the glory. What a privilege to give God glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't know if you can understand, but I cherish that, especially from this perspective. Yeah, from this perspective, because I can look back. But from then, cherish it, that's not the word. Enduring, I guess. Get me through this. And the Lord got me through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I know that He is a deliverer.
Amen.
You know He's a deliverer, don't you? Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
But I believe that it's common to every man, to whatever degree we'll have our Nebuchadnezzar experience.
Amen.
You know, God will take us in a place and we won't know what we're doing there. Praise God. But when He bring us out, then He would have performed the work that He needs to perform. Hallelujah. I just believe it's going to be like that. Thank you, Lord. Oh, King Manasseh had his experience up. Had his Nebuchadnezzar experience. He was sitting on the throne high and mighty, just like old Nebuchadnezzar. And God knocked him down. That's what He did with Manasseh. Knocked him down. Sent him down to the Babylon, put him in the dungeon. Now we should learn. This is how God does things. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. I'm sure nobody had to tell old Manasseh about God's great delivering power. Nobody had to tell. Isn't it that way with you, brother? Praise the Lord. We want to stand on that. What God has done for us. Hallelujah. It's a great work. Marvelous work. Only God can do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Nebuchadnezzar's understanding returned. Well, that's what happened to me. In that state, I had no understanding. No, I didn't. I didn't know what I was doing. No, didn't know my purpose. Knew nothing at all. Praise the Lord. Y'all could have done with me whatever you wanted to have done. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. I guess you still can, as far as God will allow you. I'm not afraid, though. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But understand, even after some had seen the work, they still despised the work. That's why they're not here. You understand? It's like something I did. I didn't do it. And they wouldn't acknowledge that God did it. So God got rid of them.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not bitter. Absolutely not.
Praise the Lord.
Of all that left, I've wronged none of them. Absolutely not.
Amen.
Absolutely not. It was my desire that they be here with us.
Amen.
It wasn't their desire.
Amen.
So they can't be here. You understand? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, but we're here for the purpose of God. As He reveals it to us. Of course, it's going to involve the crucifixion of the flesh, always. Y'all know what? It's as hard for me to get up here today as it was the other day. But I'm locked in. I've got nowhere to go, nothing else to do. I'm bound by my own testimony. What a nice place to be, huh?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, Sister Rose says she had some insight about that. I didn't. She said that God is just abasing him. Isn't that what you said? To exalt him. That's not what I said. I said, you know, I don't know what's going on, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So, of course, God have to whole roads to her testimony. See? Like he owed me to mine. No? You know, all jumped on board, said, yeah, he's a prophet. Then God have to hold us to our testimony. Some of us departed from our testimony. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's because we found knowledge. I guess if we knew everything about everybody, we'd have nothing to do with them, right? That mean they'd have nothing to do with you too. Huh? Well, if you know about yourself, you know about them. And if they know about themselves, they know about you. Y'all don't understand that? Oh, no. We're all hidden, I guess. No, absolutely not. Everything is open and naked unto the eyes of with whom we have to do. Thank you, Lord. Oh, give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We see miracles day after day. Yeah, we're going to let Brother Neil talk about one. We'll let you talk about one. To the end that God gets the glory. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give
God the Hallelujah. Praise. Thank you, Lord. Yesterday, Brother Owen came into the shop and said, you know, brother, I need your help. My gator stopped running. And I was like, well, okay, well, let's go look at it. You know, I have your basic troubleshooting, you know, spark, air, fuel. So we checked, you know, to make sure that it had fuel. It did. And turn it over and just kind of slowly say, well, maybe the battery's bad. So let's tow it back to the shop. So we get back to the shop, and Brother Owen cleaned out the air cleaner, and it was good. And I pulled the spark plug, put a new one in it, and replaced the fuel pump just to make sure that that wasn't the problem. But it just wouldn't hardly turn over. Just battery's new. Well, then I got to looking at it a little bit more, and so I decided to pull the dipstick, and there wasn't a drop of oil in it. Not a drop. I mean, it was dry. And so I grabbed the crank, and it did not turn. It did not turn. Got a couple witnesses of these two things. And I was like, well, I picked up my tools and said, well, we're done here. We gotta get a different motor, because this one just isn't right. So I looked and I just didn't find really anything that I was looking for. I said, well, you know, I think I'm just going to go back and put some oil in it and go have supper. And then after supper, I'll come back over here and see what happens, and so I put oil in it and came back, and it's like, Lord, I need some help here, Lord. And it turned over and started right up. And we drove it across the farm here, and it had a little smoke coming out of the back of it, but you know, it's still running. And praise the Lord that in all of my worldly wisdom and understanding of mechanics and engines and understanding them thoroughly, I did everything that I could do to try to figure out what was wrong with this. But that's when I just threw my hands up and, well, I'm done here. You know, Lord, it's all you. And after this was all said and done, you know, what I received from the Spirit in that was that, that I need to make sure that I keep my vessel full and my oil full. That was the whole lesson in the whole thing, that to give God the glory, put God in the knowledge, you know, I can only do what I can do, but then, you know, all the glory and honor goes to God. And for him to, to do that in such a physical manner was nothing more than a manifestation of his presence. So I'm thankful that he continually deals with me, and he wants me to keep my oil full and keep an eye on it. So bless the Lord, and I pray many more miles on Brother Owen's gator. God be the glory.
Hallelujah. And such things. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God
we serve.
We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Well, he did all that he could do, and then he had to stand. And that's what we do. But God does require us to do all that we can do. Then we stand. We stand, therefore. Praise the Lord. Yeah, what a marvelous work. Even Brother Neil being here, you know. We lost our expertise by way of attrition. Huh? We lost Roger. We lost Brother Spencer. And, you know, God could have anointed me to do it, but he didn't. He'd have to do it, you understand? But God saw fit that to send Neil down here to help us. How about that? And to send Richard to help us. Ain't God good? Now, we didn't, we didn't order anybody. We didn't. No, God sent him here. I'd never seen Neil, never heard of Neil, you know, per se. Certainly, I didn't know what his expertise was. We'll call it expertise. But God got him here at the right time. Isn't that so? That's all that we need. Now, you're here too, so we must understand that God has you here at the right time for his purpose, for the edification of the body, for his own glory. See? I don't know what Neil's motives are for coming here. God knows. But God got him here. Praise the Lord. To perform what he wants him to perform. Thank you, Lord. We're glad that he's here. Hallelujah. We got the report on you, Neil. Sherry said, yeah, you'll like him. She said, he'll work good. That's what she said. Praise the Lord. What a good report, huh? You have to, maintain that, brother. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord does supply our need. Amen. Now, we're only a few here, but somehow God seems to get us through each day. He works with the coolers, with the electricity, with the health care and such things. Hallelujah. He revived them taters. Now, that's something for me. Y'all might not think of anything. I'm going to tell you how I look at it. Sister asked me if we could buy some potatoes. I said, why don't we use the ones she got? We got. She said they're all gone. Now, ever how she got, I don't know. But then we got a news bulletin. Walter said, no, they're not all gone. They're down there in the cooler. Hallelujah. So we were blessed to go down there and retrieve them, recover them. Boy, they sure taste good. They taste much better now than when before we went to recover. It was quite a tedious work. Brother Charles helped me. Brother Terry helped. Brother Charles. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Timothy helped. Didn't you help Timothy? Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen. I had to pray, though.
Yes.
I went in there and I said, Lord, help me to get my spirit right. So, all these ugly looking taters, my God. And he helped me.
Huh?
I wasn't cussing, was I, brothers? Absolutely not. We were just in there rejoicing in the Lord. I had to ask for help. I'm telling you, when I saw all them taters looking ugly, I said, my God. And I thought about us going to buy more taters. I said, my God. But the Lord helped us through it. And I'm telling you, the best potatoes I've eaten was the ones we've had the last few days. Especially those steamed ones, huh? Can't beat them, brother. We had some yesterday with the chili. My, 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 my. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the Lord supplies our need. Hallelujah. Rachel's coming to visit today. Praise the Lord. Y'all know Rachel? This is Charlene's daughter, Rachel. Hallelujah. Yeah. She can go out to the pea patch. Thank you, Lord. She have time. All right, saints of God. We have strawberries to pick. Thank you, Lord, for the strawberries. Peas to pick. Thank you, Lord. Now, suppose Sunday we'll need the hands to process these strawberries. Is that right? Because we won't get to them tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Sabbath. We're going to rest according to the commandment. This is the first day of May. It's a special month. Tonight's full moon. The end of May is the full moon. They call it blue moon. When there's two moons in one month, the second one is the blue moon. Ain't that something? So we got two moons, two new moons in this month. One today and one on the 31st. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Yeah, it is good. The who? Yes, the moon is a type of the church. Yeah, because we get the light from the sun, Jesus Christ. Absolutely. We have no light of our own. The light that we let shine is his light. And men see our good works, and that's why he's glorified. They say, look, God's working in him. God's working in him. You know God's working in your neighbor? Absolutely. You know what we should do? Give God the glory. When men are letting their light shine, which is God, then we should acknowledge that and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Yeah, I was blessed to hear that engine was running again. Because I knew that it could. I hoped that it would. But God had to give the increase. Amen. Which he did. Praise the Lord. So since he gave the increase, we give him the glory. And all of our healings, we know about healing, don't we? All of our deliverances, praise the Lord. Yeah, I've been healed. I still remember one of the most miraculous healings. It was my foot, this one right here. Huh? Drop foot, is that what you call it? It wouldn't get up, no matter what I told it. It was stubborn, you know. It wouldn't do this. Kurt said, well, you know, let me get you a brace, Pastor Rice. I said, no, God can heal it. That's how I said it. And just like I said, God healed it. Well, I was delighted. That thing was kind of troublesome when you couldn't raise it up. Makes for hard walking. Praise the Lord. But God healed me, was I? Thank you, Lord. Then, of course, I was down in the back. Y'all remember that. Hallelujah. Sorely afflicted. God delivered me. And many such things. Hallelujah. I give him the glory. I don't take it lightly. Wakes me up every day. And there he is right there with me. Like old Neil said, he said, man, it's good to have the presence of the Lord. He said, I go home and he said, God is there, man. He said, yeah, he puts a joy in my soul and smile on my face. He said, yeah, he's the presence of the Lord. How about that? Yeah, I love the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So every morning the Lord wakes me up and gives me a meditation. We commune. He communes with me. And I understand I'm not deserving. Please know that I know that. But still, it's my testimony. He takes time every day to come and see about me. Hallelujah. So I'm forever grateful for that. Thank you, Lord. When I was in my dilemma, in my Nebuchadnezzar's situation, it wasn't so. Hallelujah. Then I remember when it began to happen again. Diane found me one day. And I was just crying like a baby. So I said, now God's coming to visit me again. You remember Diane? Praise the Lord. And he still comes to visit me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Huh? Isn't that your testimony? Hallelujah. So we give him the glory. Teresa, what are we going to do with you? Praise the Lord. The Lord knows. He'll do right. We do know that. That's what Sister Marilyn says. She said, I know God's going to do right by me. That's the way we ought to talk. No complaining, no murmuring, backbiting. Just say, I know God's going to do right by me. Huh? What an assurance. Thank you, Lord. All right. All hearts and minds clear. I think we're going to get to the end of it. We don't want to forget. We're going to ever talk about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, my situation sort of like old Jeremiah. He was remembering his afflictions and his miseries. Sometimes we do that. But then he said, then I called to mind. I recall. See? Hallelujah. Then I recall in my mind. Therefore, I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. Hallelujah. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. All right. Sister Sherry said, why don't we have the Sabbath service up on the line? Probably after I thought about it, because it's Sabbath and the brothers don't do the work like they have to do every day to get this up. Ain't that right, Kirk? They have to work with it. Praise God, and then put it up. So no need for them to do it on the Sabbath. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, we can rest. Praise the Lord. But the Sabbath message, I think, is rebroadcast. Yeah, I hear it sometimes. Comes on early in the morning. Praise the Lord. It comes on early in the morning. Ain't God good? Yeah, to the those that have ears to hear, those that are edified. Not everybody. Not everybody have ears to hear. But we that have ears to hear, we have commandment to hear. I was told that Maisie listens to the daily bread. She said that out of her own mouth. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? I'm encouraged. Hallelujah. I mean, after a couple of times, she know how I talk and she still listens. I'm encouraged. Hallelujah. We give God the glory, though. It's if she's listening, it's God moving on her heart. I don't think my son listens. Be good if he did, but I don't think he does. I don't know if David listens or Hannah and Sarah, I don't know if they listen. It'd be good, though. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit said. The Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Lord. Who's going to pray for us today? Praise the Lord. Oh, Brother Neil. All right, brother. Thank you, Lord. Pray for us, Brother Neil.
Thank you, Lord, again for your grace and your mercy, Lord. I thank you for your word that is spoken every day to the edification of the body. Thank you, Lord, that you keep us and guide us in all your wisdom and understanding, Lord. Help us to put you in all that we do, Lord, in every thought, take every thought captive and act upon what is good and right. We just thank you, Lord, that you've gathered us together again here today, that we may serve one another in love. We thank you for the meals that were prepared today. We thank you, Lord, that that you'll keep Brother Edward and Sister Yoko as they are out in their travels today, Lord. Keep them, bring them home safe. Yes, and I thank you, Lord, for sending us a pastor. Special blessings for him on this day, Lord, that you would guide him, keep him, strengthen his body.
Thank you, Lord.
And help his heart and just give him the words to speak, Lord, knowing that we are here to support him and all that he does, Lord. So we stand behind him, beside him, and we just love him. Love him this day. We love you, Lord. And thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Neil, for praying for us. Bless you, precious saints of the Most High God. Be of good courage. He that have begun a good work in you will perform it. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah.